Welcome back, everybody, and welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Got a fine guest with me this first hour. You can find him here every Monday. His name is Matt Rothschild, host of the Wisconsin Forward podcast that you can find at civicmedia.us and wherever you get your favorite podcasts from. Have you missed a Maggie Dawn Show episode? Don't worry, you can find them there as well, including Spotify and Apple Pods. Matt, during the break, we were talking about the fact that at least from a very high level, it seems to me that we have had basically two types of GOP candidates. There is the Tom Tiffany, Glenn Grothman, Derek Van Orten sort of Trump is my puppet master, as well as all of the other billionaire overlord types. And I just take the marching orders and the talking points and spit them out at people. And then you have what I'm going to call like the slick salesman types that know very little about government. In fact, show open disdain for learning anything about government, but they sound pretty good. And boy, they got some good hair. And they're very, very rich. I'm talking about the Tim Michaels, the Eric Hovdes, and the Tony Weeds. It's like GOP Wisconsin version. Do you have any other flavors of Republicans, right? And I'm going to put Robin Voss in the category with the Grothmans and the DVOs, just taking the marching orders. Seems to me they've been stuck in this terrible refrain for far too long.
Yeah, and this Tiffany claim that Wisconsin's a failed state, it's not a good sell either. I mean, no one wants to say we're living in a failed state. Not many people in Wisconsin actually feel they're in a failed state. Tommy Thompson would never say Wisconsin's a failed state. He was the biggest cheerleader for the state that the Republicans have ever had. So the two things Tiffany is saying is Wisconsin's a failed state. And the second thing, as you point out, that he always says is, you know, Trump is the greatest. So he's going to lash himself to Trump, who's diving right now, especially with independent voters. And then he's doing this stupid failed state slogan, which isn't going to get him anywhere. So I don't see him being a big success here.
No. Jacob, one more time for those that missed it. Let's take a listen. This is Tom Tiffany, Congressman Tom Tiffany, would-be candidate for governor for Republicans on Fox News. Take a listen.
Wisconsin is going in the direction of the failed, our failed neighbors, Minnesota and Illinois. And there's going to be a real simple choice for the people of Wisconsin in 2026. Do we want to be one of the prosperous states of America? Or are we going to be like one of the failed states? I mean, you look at our governor and the Democrats, he just passed a budget that's going to leave a deficit going into the next governor's administration. Our educational system, and remember, Tony Evers, who's the current governor, he always claimed himself to be the education governor. Our kids have fallen behind Mississippi. There's tens of thousands of kids that cannot read and write in Wisconsin at grade level, and we have among the highest energy costs in the Midwest as we convert to these intermittent sources of power like wind and solar. We can do so much better. We have a simple choice coming up in 2026. Are we going to be like one of the failed states like our neighbors, or are we going to be one of the prosperous states of America?
Okay, I promised everybody the fact check. Here it is. Pick your metric. U.S. News and World Report ranks the best states. They look at healthcare, education, roads, bridges, infrastructure, business growth, GDP, Okay, Minnesota's 4, Wisconsin's 17th. Illinois, I don't think is a fair comparison. Lots of problems in Illinois. The opportunityindex.org, a nonpartisan nonprofit, national average for opportunity is 51.9. Wisconsin's at 55. Minnesota's at 60. Paid Nice, it's an organization that'll assess business growth and wage growth. Wisconsin, 21st. Mississippi, 41st. World Population Review, this is rankings by the quality of life. By the way, all these hyperlinks will be in our show notes that you can find wherever you find our podcast. Wisconsin ranks 13th amongst all 50 states in terms of quality of life. Minnesota's at 7, according to the World Population Review. His comments about the deficit. First of all, apparently, Tom Tiffany doesn't understand the difference between budget deficits and structural deficits and what you have to do to resolve those. I'll leave that for another day, but phooey on him. He doesn't even know what he's talking about. The educational system, what he just said is a lie. A blatant lie. I pulled up the National Assessment of Educational Progress, talked to a public teacher. That's the testing that we use to assess proficiency or whether they're at standards. Whether you're looking at math, reading, or science, whether you're looking at fourth or eighth grade, the most recent data shows that Wisconsin is way ahead of Mississippi, except in one measurement, which they think might be a little bit of statistical noise, and that's its composite score for math in fourth grade. We're tied with Mississippi, not worse than. I don't know what Tom Tiffany is talking about, but he needs to stop fear-mongering, slamming good, hardworking Wisconsinites and our good, hardworking public school teachers in your communities and mine who are getting it done for our students. And frankly, any criticisms of the Wisconsin educational system and how it's performing to date, I put squarely on Mr. Tiffany's shoulder. Every single Republican legislator in this state and former Governor Scott Walker for draining public schools on an inflation-adjusted real dollar basis of the funding that they need while they continue to pour more and more taxpayer dollars into entirely unaccountable voucher schools. Shame on you, Tom Tiffany. If we've got a budget challenge, if we've got an educational problem, it's not because of Democrats. It's because of people like you who lie to Wisconsinites. Matt, you get the last thought of the afternoon on this topic.
Well, just look at Mississippi. On education, it's 38th. Wisconsin is 7. That's how big a lie that was.
Liar, liar, pants on fire. Wisconsin deserves better, especially women in the state of Wisconsin. We talk with our very special next guest, CEO of Mueller Communications, about women in the C-suite, what it means for your daughters, granddaughters, and your wages here in the state of Wisconsin. Don't go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.